balls. It's Mr. Beast's chocolate. The PRS podcast day. The best podcast to listen to. The PRS podcast day can be streamed on Spotify and Google Podcasts. We're in the PRS podcast day with PRS, aka Boris. Hello, Sammy.
Hello.
And Hassan Arnott.
Hello.
How are you guys? Welcome back to the podcast, the PRS podcast day. Welcome. And today we're going to be doing something cool. Yes, we have found out, we have known, that right now Mr. Beast has launched his own chocolate bar called a Feastable. I was actually knowing about this because when he actually came out with the Feastables, I was watching Mr. Beast's video. And he said, you're going to come out with another chocolate bar. And right now, guys, if you go to Spotify, you can listen to our best podcast that we have listened to. And a lot of people have been asking me, do you do still podcasts? Yes, I do. And what it is about to get something that I would always get. So, always getting anything in my fruit. And let's hear about the new Barney podcast. What's a podcast part two, which was yesterday? Let's hear.
What is a podcast part two?
Let's watch.
Welcome back. It is Sammy and BRS. Yes, actually, yes, sorry, I checked the tape of this and you know, Hassan on it. On it? Yeah.
And yes, let's talk about Feastables. Right. Paper. Okay. Feastables hasn't been right now really big in May, but they did do it pretty big. I started February, I think. So, Feastables. That's what we're talking about. Feastables. So, Feastables is a chocolate bar company. Company, and to guess who? Yes, to Mr. Beast. And I'm going to write him as YouTuber 95 million subscribers. He right now has 95 million subscribers. Mr. Beast right now is almost at 100 million subscribers. We don't know what's going to happen when Mr. Beast hits it, which is a very big milestone. And there will be a podcast when we hit, when he hits 100 million subscribers, because he's super close, and I think he is going to reach it pretty close. But we're very close, and we're doing a lot of things. And of course, you can actually hear it on Spotify. And it's kind of weird that a lot of people actually know it, how it happens. So it always like happens. Boris, come out of the room. Come on, do a podcast. Yes, I'm doing everyday a podcast. It's kind of like I'm doing... So Mr. Beast's Chocolate Bar Company, it's right now not the best, because we are getting how big it is. Right. So, Feastables has a flavor. They have dark chocolate, which is... the original, because he only just said so the original, which is his original. He has almond, which he said it's his favorite. I think it's also my almond, because I like almond. So his favorite almond, and there is quinoa crunch. Quinoa crunch. Very good. Absolutely amazing. I would say the quinoa crunch are my favorite.
But I don't like the other ones, which are
worst. But there is another one that I would give you. So his friends, they also created a wheel that you guys can spin. Wheel that you can win a Tesla. Christmas beats for Teslas. Tesla. You can go to his like chocolate factory. I know Mr. Beast is actually kind of like Mr. Beast. Just like, why are you copying? First, Moore started copying, and then he filed a report. Now you're copying Willy Wonka. Yeah? Why are you copying Willy Wonka?
Yeah, why are you copying?
Yes, Mr. Beast got a file report of copying Willy Wonka. That's why he stopped with his Feastables for now. Till April, he actually stopped his Feastables because he got copyrighted by Willy Wonka. Because, you know, bro, it's a chocolate factory. That literally just says everything. Dun, 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 dun. That literally says it. Okay. He even has, you can get a secret video. But it was like, everyone could get it. Like, wow. Everyone saw the secret video. What? So, there's nothing for Mr. Beast that he did. Never. And that was the podcast. Not a big podcast, because you know Mr. Beast. Not a big podcast. And that was the podcast, and we will see you guys in this other podcast. Goodbye.